Welcome back. Roland Smith here, along with my good friend, Carl Sabatino, and this is Smith Sabatino. Carl, first of all, I think full disclosure is important here on a topic that I'm going to bring up. And I didn't talk to you about this beforehand, so this is a surprise to you.
Here we go.
So I was raised Catholic.
Yes.
I no longer participate in that dogma for many reasons. And I have a litany of reasons, and I have some new ones. The Archdiocese of Cincinnati has arbitrarily revised its parochial teacher's contract for all teachers, whether they're Catholic or not. And as CNN reported and stated it, I'm quoting, now they have a morality clause which basically forbids teachers from, among other things, living together or having sex outside of marriage, using in vitro fertilization, a gay lifestyle, or publicly supporting any of those things. The system has 2,200 current teachers, and they must sign that agreement to stay on the job. That, you know what that sounds like to me? A Catholic Taliban.
Yes. Can I use the word nonsense?
You may.
Because that's
anything.
That's exactly what it is.
It doesn't make sense.
In an age where we are finally, I'm hoping, getting to the point. And you must understand, I come from this, from, as you, a Roman Catholic background. I was an altar boy for 9 years. I was able to do the Mass in three separate languages, full languages like Latin and Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Came from that environment. I found myself, like you, stepping away from the dogma of the Catholic Church. I'm totally impressed with what Pope Francis is now doing, however. But in this instance, in a world where he has said, the El Papa has said on that magnificent interview on the plane when questioned about homosexuality, he said, who am I to judge? Sounds to me a lot like Christ. Who am I to judge? In a world where we are desperate for good teachers, why would we want to strap them with this kind of a moral hangover?
Well, there was probably some ultra-religious fundamentalist dictated this clause into the contract. So this is a good idea because it's the way I believe. Well, too bad.
And many, you know, frankly,
it's not right. You cannot dictate the belief of to another what it is that's important to you. Whether you find that, whether you embrace that as a personal belief and as an ethic, that's fine for you.
And it's not being taught in the classrooms.
We're not talking about teaching this in the classroom. They had to sign it to be able to work.
No, but that is the inference, in my opinion. They're going beyond this. Well, now that we have you, you have to sign this because we're afraid you're going to somehow or another preach this dogma in the classroom. That's ridiculous. Because, as you know, most teachers don't talk about their personal lives anyway to their students. It's left out of the classroom. Always has been, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back for as long as I can remember. And Roman Catholics in general, those who are going to teach in the parochial school system, okay, normally are pretty much follow the dictates or the tenets, a better word, of the Roman Catholic Church. Those that teach in the Baptist schools do exactly that. They pretty much follow the tenets of their religion.
Of course.
Okay? And that's why they're there.
And that's why it's called parochial.
Thank you. And so my point is, why would you want to instill in this? I'm not sure what you want to call this guy. First of all, I would never sign it. I would do something else for a living.
Then, yeah, you'd have to be.
But I don't understand. I don't understand the reasoning behind this. Any further storyline on this in terms of why they're doing this?
No, I haven't. This was this happened about, I'd say, about a month ago.
Oh,
And I haven't researched where it stands at the moment, and I'm sure that somebody from the Cincinnati area will alert us if I have my facts wrong on this. But, you know, the Catholic Church has been losing parishioners for a number of years. Vocations to the priesthood have been down for decades.
Yes.
Seminaries are closing. Parochial schools all over the country
are
closing. And so are many small town churches. So, you know, priests are being imported from other nations just to serve the Catholic communities in rural America. You know, making a contract like this is not necessarily the way to bring new vocations
Yes.
into a religion that's wonderful. You know, to have a foundation in any religion, I think, is a magnificent thing.
I think it's the basis upon our society. Religion is extremely important in our society, but to have this hangover into the parochial school system makes no sense to me.
Well, you also have the issues of married priests. That's going to have to be resolved. The issue of celibacy is going to have to be addressed. The prohibition of women priests needs to change, and the list goes on and on. It's a personal opinion.
And once again, we agree. Call 17.
That's amazing.
Call 17 agreeing with Roland Smith. This is Smith 17, and we're back. America,
weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In the past few years, several towns across America have voted to outlaw a certain clothing fashion statement. What fashion statement is now against the law in at least 10 U.S. towns? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Believe it or not, if you are observed in public with saggy pants exposing your underwear, a first-time violator will be fined $50, then $100 for a second offense. This very common practice is thought to be related to prison and gang activities. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Good news for people suffering from hemorrhoids, which for them is indeed no laughing matter. Hemorrhoids are often brought on by constipation and subsequent pushing during bowel movements, and are almost a given when it comes to childbirth. In this sense, they are varicose veins surrounding the anus and lining the rectum, and they swell and become agonizingly painful. But now, some natural remedies are taking light. If you live near a Whole Foods or a more upscale grocery store, you can commonly find homeopathic tinctures made of arnica, derived from daisies, or calendula, extracted from marigold flowers. Both remove pain, shrink hemorrhoids, and begin healing when applied. Instead of chemical creams, we can use what our grandmothers used so successfully and safely. A quick website shortcut for this and other homeopathic cures is homeopathyhome.com.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.